Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. All right, my daughter's coming around. Her name is Gracie, and she's going to come around and sing for us at this time the song Jesus is the Answer. I tell you, I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life and I just didn't know which way to go. And I'm glad that I've got a God that I can call on. Amen. Jesus is the answer. Hope it's a blessing to you while you listen.
When I'm feeling all alone, everything's gone wrong, I'm not sure which way I should go. I forget I have a friend. He is there, he understands. I've been looking for an answer when the answer is holding my hand. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my song, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along.
Amen. God's with you, friend, today. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's there.
When your heart is deeply troubled, your mind is filled with struggle, you're looking for someone who understands. Friend, he's there holding out his hand. His heart is breaking as he's waiting for you to cast your care upon him. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my song, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my song, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He's
Amen.
Been the
Thank
answer
God. I'm glad he is the answer.
Along.
Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get in this old world and we feel like we're all by ourselves, but I'm glad Jesus is the answer. We're going to go to the message at this time. We're going to be preaching on the thoughts, the truth concerning hell. Hope it'll be a blessing to you. If you take your Bible this morning and go with me to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter number 32. I feel like the Lord this morning would have me to preach on the subject, the truth about hell. And I've read some things, and I'd like to society today and different places where I get my research, I wanted to see what the secular world was saying about this place called hell. And so I went to some sources, some internet sources, and I was amazed at what people were saying and how that they were taking the scriptures and absolutely destroying this process of thought on the place called hell. Even to the place where, man, it got me sick to my stomach, because they were actually taking the scriptures and moving the scriptures around to make them say things that they don't say. And so I just want to take some time this morning. I may not get in a big way of preaching, but I want to take my time and I want to take the scriptures and I want to inform you what the Bible says about hell. And you say, preacher, now you are one of them hellfire and brimstone preachers. Well, I'd like to think so, amen. You know, I would like to think you say, now, what are you talking about? Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you this. There's not enough preaching on hell these days. Amen? And so I usually don't preach on this subject, But I feel like that the Lord has impressed me to do so. There was a source that said this. There's a man teaching that hellfire was a pagan source belief that contradicts the Bible. I thought that was interesting. A pagan source that contradicts the Bible. So in other words, they're taking history and they're trying to tear down what the Bible says about this place called hell. Isn't that amazing? So then we go on, and I begin to think like this. I just feel like this morning that you need to be informed what the truth is about hell. And so I want to address some questions concerning hell this morning. Let's start with this one. Is there a hell? And if there is a hell, then does anybody go there? Well, take your Bible. Look at Deuteronomy chapter number 32. Amen. Chapter 32. And we're going to look at verse number 32. Now, let me give you the context of this scripture real quickly in summary format. The context of this scripture is this. One source said that Deuteronomy 32 shows us how that Moses discusses how that the other nations are fools who produce venom and poison. In other words, they were worldly. They were full of iniquity. But don't worry, God will have vengeance on them. And when the people are powerless, God will reconcile with them, destroy their enemies, and remind them His nature. God is alone. God alone. And God is the only God for Israel. So when we look at Deuteronomy chapter 32 and we get to verse number 22, it's I believe that now to the best of my ability, chapter number 32, verse 22 is the first mention of the word hell in our Bible. If you will go there in 22, we'll read it now. For a fire, notice this, for a fire is kindled in mine anger and shall burn unto the lowest hell. Notice that. Unto the lowest hell and shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundations of the mountains. Now, notice this one verse right here. Hell is a very low place. We also find in this verse that hell is a place of burning that consumes the earth and her increase. God is my witness this morning. I want to the very best of my ability to preach today on this subject to you the truth concerning hell. And by the time we get done, I pray that, man, every single one of us is informed to the highest degree that to understand this place and understand why that it's there and to be able to walk out of here better than when we came, amen? You need to know about this place. Let's pray. Father, as we come to the very throne of grace this morning, I pray that you would help us to be informative today, God. I pray that you'd help us, Lord God, to preach what you have laid on my heart, Lord God, and how that we have searched the scriptures and how that we've looked at these things, God. And I don't want to, Lord God, say anything today that would be out of line. I pray, God, that you would help us to, Lord God, learn what the scripture says and, Lord, be able to defend the scriptures when we are asked to do so. We do thank you for all that you do. We love you this morning. If there's somebody here, Lord God, that don't have a relationship with you, that don't know you in the free pardon of sin, I pray that they would come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ before it is everlasting too late. We do love you, and thank you for all you do. In Christ's name I pray, amen and amen. Now, we also got to understand this morning. What is the authority on this place called hell? In other words, where do you get your source? Where do you get your information? And what do you base that information on? Well, I can gather by reading and watching some of the society and some of the things that they've said about hell, I can gather that the Bible is not their authority in the source to which they get their information. That they'll use scriptures, but the scriptures that they use, they'll go back and they'll say, well, some theologian said this, and some historian said this, and some other person said this. Well, let's just stop right there. Now, I could say this. I could say anything in the Bible. I could pick words from here to there to yonder and use it to formulate your mind and your idea based upon what I think, but that might not be what God thinks. So this morning, let's just do it this way. Let's just trust what this book says and stay with what this book says, and let's not add to it and let's not take anything away. Amen. And let's just trust what God said about it. Now, I want you to know this, friend, while you're here this morning. If you can't trust Jesus, you can't go to heaven, amen. And if whatever Jesus said, if what Jesus said is false, then everything else is false. And so you don't have salvation if you can't trust Jesus. And so there's got to be something here that Jesus has said about this place called hell. As we begin this morning, I've been thinking about this so much. Many have tried to diminish this talk. They've tried to man talk it away. And I think what it is this. I think in their minds, they know that there's a place of punishment. They know there is every single thing that we do wrong has a consequence. Mama used to tell me all the time, I think she's trying to scare me to death, but she'd walk around and say, now, just know this. She said, you can't do wrong and get by. Now, I want you to know this morning, as that blogger was writing and as I was listening, as I was looking at all these things online, I want you to know this. I felt like that God Almighty was saying, son, get in there and tell them the truth. Get in there and tell them what the Bible says. And I want to remind you this morning that God's word is holy. God's word is inspired. God's word is infallible. You can trust this book. Listen, you may not be able to trust me, but you can trust what God said on the subject and just leave it at that. If this ain't the foundation, there's nothing in this world you can ever trust. What are you going to trust if you can't trust God's word? The truth concerning hell. I want to remind you that who spoke of this place called hell? Jesus told us of this place called hell. H.A. Ironside, one of my favorite commentators, he said this. He, talking about Jesus, who related this incident, was the tenderest, gentlest, most gracious man who ever trod this earth. Certainly he never would have attempted to portray human suffering beyond the grave unless he knew and wished to impress upon his hearers the awfulness of living and dying without God. Do you know what it's going to be like to live and to die without God? Think about that. If he's not part of your current state, can you imagine him not being a part of your eternal state? How awful that would be. Friend, why would Jesus, who came from heaven, and why would Jesus tell us more about this place called hell than he would tell us about the place he came from if he didn't want you to know the truth about hell? There's something that you need to know this morning. Go to John chapter 14. Brother Rick, man, I'm telling you, he's just on it, man. I'm telling you, he's on it. He read this morning. Let not your heart be troubled, the Bible says. If you're not there, I'm just kind of grab it real quickly. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. This is Jesus speaking. In my Father's house are many mansions. Now, I want you to take your pen, okay, right here. Just take your pen. I want you to underline this next phrase. If it were not so, I would have told you. Can I ask you a question? How come nobody has a problem with heaven? Jesus said, if it were not, in my Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so, I would have told you. But the same Jesus, look here, the same Jesus that told us about heaven is the same Jesus that also told us about hell. Why can't we believe what he said on heaven and not believe what he said on hell?
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.